Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of each of our hearts be acceptable before you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. First of all, I'd like to say thank you. The hospitality and welcome our whole family has felt from the call committee and the council and the staff and the rest of you this weekend has been awesome and magical. It's been such a joy and a privilege to walk with you these past couple of months through interviews and Zoom calls and phone calls, and this is now our second in-person visit. So thank you. It seems like such a long time ago that Mike and I flew out here to meet with the call committee. Even though it was only November, so much has happened since then. I am in a wilderness that I have never experienced before because we are now a family of four. And I am in this land between sleep and awake, awake and sleep, a bit of a zombie, and also still needing to function for our four-year-old. It's wild to be a parent again, new and foreign territory for me. And it's also wild that after 10 years of consistent ministry, it has been 4 months since the beloved congregation I last served closed their doors for the last time. So it has been 4 months since I've been in a pulpit, 4 months since I've written a sermon. And I wrote the majority of this while nursing Phoebe and Octonauts on the TV for Theo, and there was a giant blizzard. 2 feet of snow we got in Minnesota this week. So I'm really hoping and praying that some of this will make sense for you. Wilderness is a hard place to be, isn't it? It finds us when we least expect it. It's blustery and chaotic, leaves us hungry and thirsty and lonely, grappling for anything that's familiar that can lead us back to what we once knew. Wilderness reminds us that control is an illusion, or at least we have control over very little. And I wonder if this is how Jesus felt. For after John the Baptist poured water over his head, he heard these words, "You are my beloved Son, with you I'm well pleased." And then Jesus is thrust into the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights. He's utterly alone. The winds blew, the sands brushed on his face. He hungered and thirsts. And at the end of this time, the tempter shows up. Because, of course, this is when the tempter shows up. Not when we're ready to fight, when we've had a good night's sleep, when we have all of our stuff together, but when we're at the end of our rope, when we feel like we have nothing left, when our defenses are down and we feel completely vulnerable. It's so tempting to give in when things get hard. It's so difficult to believe and trust in God when God feels so invisible and far away. But dear ones, here are two promises in the gospel reading for today. First, we find out that God will always meet us, whatever kind of wilderness we find ourselves in, whether it's a dry, barren desert, raging storms of all shapes and sizes, strange, uncharted waters far from shore. God is not afraid of wilderness. In fact, God created the wilderness, the mystery and the chaos, the wild and great expansiveness. In these places, God promises to show up. And in this story, we even remember that God put on flesh, came down among us, and experienced wilderness firsthand. Second, it is in the wilderness that who we are becomes clear. Just as Jesus faces these temptations in the wilderness, these jabs intending to plant seeds of doubt in who he is and derail where he's going, with each temptation in the story, Jesus is pulled deeper into his identity as God's beloved Son, who's about to change the world forever. This time in the wilderness propels him forward. For instead of feeding his own hunger by changing stones into bread, he will go on to feed the multitudes. Instead of jumping off a cliff to prove who he is, he goes on to free the oppressed, heal the sick, welcome the sinners, embrace all people, women, children, outcasts, tax collectors, and Gentiles. Instead of staking a claim in the kingdoms and wealth and prestige that comes through war and greed, Jesus goes on to show what true power actually looks like. It shows up on a cross. Through utter vulnerability, self-sacrificing love and service, weakness. Jesus starts from this place of belovedness in his baptism, and then through this time in the wilderness, he has the clarity to do incredible ministry, which we're still processing and listening to today. We too, in this wilderness of the season, can claim this, that in the waters of baptism, God proclaims us beloved. No matter how sleep-deprived or however we show up, we are God's beloved, and there is nothing we could ever do or be that will change this. Indeed, the season of Lent begins with this ashy reminder that we are dust, and to dust we shall return. Our time on this planet is so brief and messy and broken, yet God proclaims to us over and over and over again that we are forgiven. We are loved. Now, reflecting on this week and living in this liminal, transitional wilderness right now, I've wondered, perhaps wilderness is not something to avoid, but what if we are actually built for times such as these? We need wilderness, but it is in these wilderness places that we remember we are not in charge. We are not built to know everything, as tempting as that is. In these times and places of wilderness, we remember who we are, who we belong to, and what really matters. It forces us to take stock on what we are cultivating, to clearly communicate what we need, and to receive nourishment from unexpected places. Wilderness is hard, but holy. Dear church, whatever wildernesses you face today, may you know that I have been holding you in prayer, especially as we have discerned this potential mutual path together these past couple of months. Because you all have been in some wilderness. The work of being on a call committee is not easy. Trying to figure out how to be church in the midst of a pandemic and after is even harder. On top of that, you all have personal lives and face wilderness like our family has, wilderness of job changes and moves and kids and family, messy relationships and illness, anxieties and fears. And this is where your sticky notes come in. Hopefully you have a sticky note with you. If not, you've got some blank space in your bulletin. I'd like you to write down a wilderness that you are facing right now in your life, no matter how big or how small. So take a moment, or just hold on to it. All right, as you think about this place of wilderness that you are in today, I'd like you to hear this blessing from pastor and artist Jan Richardson. If you would enter into the wilderness, do not begin without a blessing. Do not leave without hearing who you are, beloved, named by the one who has traveled this path before you. Do not go without letting it echo in your ears. And if you find it is hard to let it into your heart, do not despair. That is what this journey is for. I cannot promise this blessing will free you from danger, from fear, from hunger or thirst, from the scorching of the sun or the fall of the night. But I can tell you that on this path there will be help. I can tell you that on this way there will be rest. I can tell you that you will know the strange graces that come to our aid only on a road such as this. that fly to meet us, bearing comfort and strength, that come alongside us for no other cause than to lean themselves toward our ear and with their curious insistence whisper our name, beloved, beloved, beloved. Amen. Thanks be to God.